I'm Marco Werman, and you're with The World. We're a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH here in Boston. After 35 years, Saudi Arabia has lifted its ban on movie theaters. The first theaters are slated to reopen in March. Many people are thrilled with the news, including my next guest.
It is such an amazing moment for art and the Middle East, really.
Haifa Al-Mansour is a Saudi filmmaker. Her film Wajida was the first full-length feature film to be shot entirely in Saudi Arabia and the first made in the kingdom by a woman director. Haifa spoke with me today over Skype from L.A.
You know, Saudi Arabia was very conservative, especially starting the late 70s, because of all the emergence of conservative religious strict ideologies, which prohibited any form of exhibition of art in the public sphere. So entertainment can go a long way in a dry place like Saudi. People need to embrace the love of life and just have fun. And in that way, we can fight extremist ideology.
What kind of movies do you think will be screened in the theaters? Like, what kind of censorship laws do you expect to see?
Censorship is common across the Arab world, and especially in a place like Saudi. I don't expect nudity, for example. But we have been practicing self-censorship, and we will see, which is like we know what society would accept, what we are conservative people, so we try to maneuver. But I expect a lot of American films, a lot of bad comedy, but a lot of films like Wajda that speaks about the society and young people trying to find their voice. So it's going to be a mixture.
Why do you think bad comedies from America?
Not bad. No, I would say blockbuster from America, but bad comedies are from Saudi Arabia. Like, we compare us like Latin Americans. We love big performances and stuff like that.
Yeah. What do you think the impact on Saudi Arabia's film industry will be?
I think it will be amazing. There is a lot of interest in Saudi film because of their cultural significance, and politically Saudi Arabia is important, so a lot of people want to know. But always, like, the question was how commercially viable in the Middle East Saudi films are. And now the equation completely changed, because once they open movie theaters, Saudi films will have a huge box office revenues. And that will give Saudi filmmakers a push and more interest in their stories globally.
I would guess this could have serious impact on kids growing up in Saudi Arabia. Like, suddenly you can go to a movie theater.
I think it will have a huge impact on young people in Saudi, and also families. Like, Saudi Arabian families are big, and every time they want to go to a movie or go to like some kind of entertainment, they have to travel to Dubai or Bahrain, which is like financially expensive for every holiday to travel outside the kingdom. So now this will make things easier for families.
Yeah, flying to the movies, that's an expensive ticket. Do you remember going to the movies yourself in the late 70s and early 80s before movie theaters were banned?
No, I don't remember, actually. My father used to bring us videos or project them on at home. I'm one of 12 kids. I'm number 8. So he had a very busy house. So we would watch a lot of movies on VHS. We would go to Blockbuster. And I remember, like, those video rentals won't allow women because they are corrupt places considered. So they will have a sign, women are not allowed inside. And I will stay outside and I'll ask, they will give me a catalog and I will take the movies I want and the guy will bring them out for me. It was wonderful just to see a lot of movies as a kid and be part of the big world. And I come from a small town in Saudi Arabia. So it is really nice just like to see the world and experience big emotions like falling in love or people fighting for their countries and all those grand emotions that you don't get to experience as in a small town like where I grew up.
And Haifa, why do you live now in Los Angeles? Does that tell us something about your ability to do what you really want to do in Saudi Arabia?
Oh, yeah. We moved to Los Angeles 3 years ago, so I can pursue my career here in Hollywood. And I just finished a film called Mary Shelley, starring Elle Fanning. And I'm working on a film for Netflix right now.
Is this news from Saudi Arabia kind of a moment for you to be thinking about projects you would do in Saudi?
Definitely. I have so many projects to do in Saudi, and we are working on a film about a woman in Saudi who takes a career in politics. And because now women can run for an office, for a municipal office in Saudi Arabia, but still society is very conservative and won't allow it. And still societies are segregated, so they cannot go meet with the people. They have to meet through like video conference or something. And it creates a lot of drama for women if they want to run for an office or something. So I'm working with this again with the same producers we've done Wajda, and we will go back in Saudi.
Haifa Al-Mansour is a Saudi filmmaker. Her film, Mary Shelley, is in production and comes out next year. The best of luck to you, Haifa. Thanks for your time.
Thank you so much.